115 Bob Rocks, Wobbly Bob here.
Blitz Bob here.
Alongside...
Five-year winner.
That's beautiful.
That was good.
Off the cuff, you guys already knew what to do.
Fantastic.
So, where are you guys from?
Yes. Greencastle.
Oh.
Excellent.
Oh, okay. Well, you had far to come.
Yeah. Well, two of us are from Greencastle. The other two...
We've practiced
in Greencastle.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Very slow.
Well, go around the room. Tell everybody who you are and what you play.
I'm not going first. Don't even look at me.
Okay.
All right. I'm Travis, and I play guitar in the band.
I'm Ryan. I have the least important job in the band.
Yep.
I play bass.
Oh. I'm Aaron. I sing for the band. You can't see the air quotes, but it's there.
Yeah. We can all confirm. I'm Max. I play drums.
Awesome.
So Blitz, how do you feel about that bass comment?
We are forgotten. No.
You guys definitely aren't forgotten.
No.
So.
No.
Very cool artwork on the album. Is this the new album?
That is. Okay. This is the brand new album that just came out yesterday.
Very cool. Sweet.
The artwork was done by our good friend Cypress Watson, who you can find on social media as Grimcat.
Okay.
He also runs a print shop called Hell Planet in Hagerstown.
You don't find too many CDs with artwork on them anymore.
Right.
No.
So that's pretty cool.
It's funny because the physical CD looks something reminiscent of, again, Metallica and Puzzle.
Right.
But then you look at your cover, and I'm like, wow, that is like Norwegian black metal.
Yeah, that was like, when we were talking about like the art concept with Cypress, he's like, yeah, I just want to do something really like old school death metal looking. And we're like, go for it.
Yeah.
And we just give
Grand
him,
slam.
We just give him free reign because he's done
an excellent job for us with everything he's come up with. We were
very
just
cool.
Like, here's the concept, and he's come up with the baddest of bad ideas.
It's very post-apocalyptic.
It is. I was going to say, how long does it take him to turn something like that out?
Like 3 days, I think.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
He just locks himself up in a room and just
goes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. We'll have to put up on Facebook or something. We'll put the artwork
so that they can see it. Yeah, because obviously, this is radio and you can't see it.
You mean they can't see that right now?
No. No, but
it's very cool. It's very indicative of y'all's sound too.
Yeah,
we'll get right into.
Okay. Go ahead.
What would you prefer us play first?
What did you send them?
I'd say probably Barbarian, second track on the EP.
Yeah.
All right. You want to talk about it a little bit? Please, where, you know, how'd you come up with it?
The song or the...
Yeah.
Max actually wrote the lyrics for that one.
The music came first.
Music came first?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
we wrote it so long ago.
Yeah, that was almost a year ago, I think.
Probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. Our writing process is
normally
we just kind of faff around for a bit, and then a song happens.
Okay.
Trev or Ryan brings a riff.
Somebody has an idea, and we just kind of mold it, and then eventually, over a few practices, a song eventually comes out of it. And
very cool.
Yes.
We've never had like anybody come in with a song. Trev doesn't come in with songs. Ryan doesn't come in with songs.
So it's not a preconceived notion. You get literally in a room and
A lot of what you're hear is very in the moment.
Yeah,
sort of. We just kind of jam on things and then happens, I guess.
Yeah, everybody's got a different way of doing it, and I find that to be that's how me and my old band we used to write. We just got in a room and kind
of
hashed out some ideas. And
none of us
usually
are
all starts with a riff.
Exactly,
yeah,
just
a
riff.
Riff or two, and then it just kind of evolves from there.
Here's this turn. Here's this turn, and wherever they meet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it all ends in a breakdown eventually. So
right.
Multiple breakdowns.
That's ideal. Like, I'm a big Hatebreed fan, so if everything just was 100%
breakdown,
I'd be happy.
Well, before we get into Barbarian, let's talk about your sound. You said Hatebreed. Who's your influences, and who would you say, if somebody asks you, who you sound like?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Me and Blitz already said that. Now, they can't see that, so Blitz, describe what
that's my
man's showing.
Clay Aiken.
huge.
Actually, Katy Perry is the biggest influence on
fantastic.
Yes. You and I were talking about this a few, whatever that show was, like a month ago, the last, whatever that show was, we were talking about how we all, like, if you had a Venn diagram with circles or whatever, a trap circle around, you know. We have intersections where, like, three of us will like a band and one person won't like a band. Three other people will like one band and one person won't like it.
Right.
Like, there's a bunch of bands that are like that, but that are all in our sound or whatever. But there's only a couple bands that, like, all four of us all genuinely draw inspiration from and are all, like, inspired by. Like,
yes.
Aaron missed the Slipknot train.
I did.
But okay. Brian, Trev, and I did not. And, like, I missed the Korn train, and these guys did not. But then if you, but, like, I would say that other than, like, the only bands that, like, all four of us really, like, draw inspiration from are, like, Deftones, The Acacia Strain.
Definitely The Acacia
and,
Strain.
And, like, sure. That's,
nice.
Like,
I would have said
like,
that in the Red
I like Hatebreed, but I'm not nearly as into it as these guys are.
Yeah, the Red Court was a definitely big one for me.
But,
You guys mentioned Zayao.
Zayao,
well.
Yes.
In fact, you're named after a song, I believe.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
It's been a while, but...
Thanks,
they've been, one of my favorite bands.
No.
Since
I was
15, 16, so...
I was going to say, I was introduced to them through mutual friend in college.
Okay.
And it was them and Flyleaf that he introduced me to, and I was like, wow.
That's a name I have not heard.
Yeah. It's been a while, right.
Long for a hot minute.
Lacey's starting a band with from Breaking Ben, so...
Ben and I'm under the assumption Scooter from Cold as well.
Oh, neat. Okay.
Yeah, I've been
that's a super group.
Oh my God, is it ever?
Supergroup.
Yeah, I love Cold. I love Breaking Benjamin. Of course, Lacey's just hot. So Lacey, if you're listening, anyway.
I know people that know her, so you know.
Hey, send her my way.
Yeah, I think she's married now, though. So
yeah, I know. Unfortunately,
I mean,
yeah,
you might have to like knock off her husband or something. I don't know. Sow some seeds.
Even at that. I don't, you know, with his religious as she is.
That's going to be edited.
Yeah, we'll edit out the murder for hire part.
So in place of that, we'll go ahead and say, here's Barbarian.
All right, that works.
On 101.5,
Bob Rocks.
understanding you built your persona upon go to? Where is your kindness? And why didn't you die with it?
Five Bob Rocks, you're on the stash. Wobbly, what's up, man?
Not much, man. We're sitting here talking a five-year winner. Guys, this is such a cliche question. I try not to ask it. But every now and again you come across a name like five-year winner. What the hell made you guys think of that name?
Okay, this was like after our second practice. We're like, oh, what should we call the band? And we all had, I don't know, like 10 suggestions each. And Ryan was like,
I've never heard any of the other. I was not in the band at this time.
No, okay. This was, all right. So, this was about 2 years before Max.
Actually, I've never heard any ago. Of the alternate things that were ever suggested. So well, I'm very curious.
There was another Zayo song, Ghost Song, which is one of my favorite Zayo songs. Yeah. And also, I think, would make a sick band name. But so did somebody else. So
it was taken. So it was already taken. So,
yeah. Okay. And then 5 Year Winner was in there. And
which, when I started listening to Zayo, that's one of the first songs that I've ever heard.
Okay.
And I liked it a lot. So yes. I think that would be a really cool band name.
It's apocalyptic. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, even though.
And everyone agreed?
That's pretty much where I looked at it as, was the whole apocalyptic thing. Because I had never heard Zayo prior to being in the band. And then I heard them and I was like, okay, now I understand.
I think I loaned you the entire Zayo.
The entire catalog. Yeah.
Well, I couldn't tell if you loved winter or if you hated winter.
If I could live in a 72-degree year-round climate, I would.
Yeah, I agree. I would too.
If I could afford to live in San Diego, I would be there right now.
Yeah. Now, what's your all's, I guess, stage presence like?
We're old.
Yeah.
So you don't move around as much as them?
I move around for the first two songs and then I'm dead.
Yeah. Yeah, about halfway through the set, I'm like, wow, I'm old. Yeah. I need to lose weight and I need a much bigger bottle of water.
Nice. With the whole stage presence thing, all I do is just, I just try to take out everything there. So when I'm leaving it, I leave it all out there. I mean, I might be sore the next day, but
it's a release.
Yeah,
We
put ourselves back on leashes because of a show where we had wireless interference, and we're like, we're not doing this anymore. Got rid of the wireless systems. Okay. We're done. Went back on the leash. So yeah, I was kind of limited in mobility because I don't want to get wires across the
next thing. Drop the leash. I gotta throw a Pearl Jam reference in there. So if anybody knows me,
literally my least favorite band.
Oh no, really?
Really? My best friend in high school loved
Pearl Jam.
Do you
hate Pearl Jam or do you hate anybody?
Both.
Oh, man. I'm very disheartened right now.
I'm sorry.
Don't attack the car out there because it's got a Pearl Jam place.
You're allowed to like terrible music. I'm not gonna say that.
Fair enough.
I mean, I like some stuff that's probably considered total garbage by a lot of people because I listen to death metal. I can't talk.
Hey, I've always said, I have a kinship with bands that everybody hates.
Okay, all right.
I like Limp Bizkit. Everybody hates them.
Dude, I love Limp Bizkit too. I do.
I love Amir. Everybody hates them.
Oh, yeah.
So does it work the other way then? Is that what you're saying too? Everybody loves a band, you hate the band?
No, I don't. It's just, I don't hate them. It's just some of them I don't understand. I never will.
All right, what's the second one we're going to get into here?
I think the second one we're going to play is Kinshasa, which is...
love that name.
Yes, everything is a pro wrestling reference if you didn't get it.
Now that you say that,
all the song I totally understood. Okay.
Yeah, but this one's basically our tribute to Hatebreed, I think.
Nice, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's just a real simple, straightforward, heavy hardcore song.
Okay.
Very good, and easy to sing along with chorus, so maybe next time you see us learn it, so I don't have to, yell it a whole time.
Let's do it up. It's Kinshasa on 101.5.
All right.
We are
101.5 Bob Rocks. You got the homegrown stash with Mr. Wobbly and 5-year winner in the house. That was Kinshasa. Am I? Were we pronouncing that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And this is how I felt about it when I said it.
This is Kilimanjaro. Something
like that. Yeah. It's a city in Africa.
Yeah.
It's where Ali knocked out Foreman.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
No, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Very cool. And this is off. Yeah, it's a self-titled record, right?
Yes.
And your
yes.
first, technically.
Actually, our second.
Actually, yeah. No, because I found you on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
And, we're on and SoundCloud?
I'm sorry. Bandcamp. Another one. Bandcamp.
Bandcamp.
Yeah. Yeah, because we have
Tinder. That was it.
Tinder.
No,
I'm single. I'm on there. So, yeah. You can find me there.
You mean adult friend finder?
Not that one, because that's a little scary. I feel like I'd get
that
murdered.
It leads to murders. Yeah. All right.
It's like the Craigslist personals.
Oh, that's your new deathcore name.
That sounds like the name of an album for real.
Yeah. You heard it here first.
Fantastic.
But yeah, off air we were talking about promoting.
Oh yes.
And I promote hardcore and metalcore and punk shows in Greencastle.
Heck yes.
Well, Upton technically, but it's the last possible address in Greencastle.
You're at the church there next to Stickles?
Yes,
okay.
We are.
All right.
We are. My dad
forget
is actually
the name. I'm sorry.
Community Grace.
Community Grace.
Yeah, my dad is actually the pastor there, so.
Oh, right on.
As long as nothing gets broken, we're pretty clear on doing basically anything we want.
And, right. And is he? Does he? Does he listen?
Yeah, he's.
He's in the bar a couple times, I think.
Yeah, he's not a big like metalcore fan, but. He grew up on, like, the Stooges and stuff.
So. Oh, okay. Okay. So that explains a lot. He understands that DIY hardcore aesthetic.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and, like, we've, like, doing stuff out at the church. We've had some really cool bands come through.
Wow.
So, but being that you're in Frederick, you know, you're up in Harrisburg.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys, it seems like you'd have a good range of places to play.
Yeah, we play
611 in Frederick.
611.
Okay.
Very cool place.
Okay.
Very cool place.
Yeah.
Nola?
We haven't played Nola yet.
Okay.
611 has just kind of been more, like, 611 seems to focus more on, like, the style we play. Like, we played there with a band called Filth from North Carolina that is
disgusting.
Nice.
And a band called Insurgents from Texas.
Nice.
Okay.
Well, I've been hearing a lot about the Chameleon Club up
there. We're actually...
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we've played there a few times at, actually, the Lizard Lounge, which is the...
The downstairs
Downstairs, like, smaller bar area.
Okay,
yes.
It's a fun time.
Yeah, it's always a good time.
Yeah.
I could see you guys at Guido's Speakeasy down there.
Sadly, that place just closed,
It closed?
Yeah, they
started to... They got new owners, and they decided that it wasn't going to make them any money, I guess?
Yeah, I don't know.
That was one of the coolest places to hang out.
The back room that was the size of this room.
Oh, yeah.
I think that room might be smaller than this.
Nice.
Yes.
I just know the couple times I was in there, even though it was like a 40-degree day, it was 150 degrees in that room.
Because you're literally,
shoulder to shoulder.
Right. It could be 20 people in the room, and it's like, oh, wow,
you're
this
3 inches away. What's your band's name?
I can't hear.
Another place that we played a few times, one of my favorites, was The Shack.
Oh, Shack.
Oh, okay.
Down in Harper's Ferry.
Harper's Ferry.
Oh,
very
wow.
Cool.
That's
an old community building from, like, you know, the 18...
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It looks like something, like, right out of the first Friday the 13th movie.
Nice.
Fantastic.
It really does. It looks the whole scene, like, where it's set.
Yeah.
But it's a fantastic venue.
Yeah.
So when they say, let's activate the pit, they say, will we mine the hole?
Well, that was actually the last time we played there. Trev's got his daughter was standing up on our merch table yelling at the people to open the pit up.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
She's learning.
She is. Yeah.
Of course, we played at Blue Fox, once?
You played Blue Fox.
Nice.
That's one of my favorite bands.
Yes, sir.
I want to get down there again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to harass Brandon and
hit
Brandon.
I was going to say, we have him.
Brandon, if you're listening.
Oh, he will be.
Yeah. We want to play Winchester again.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into the last song here, guys. Which one do you want to do?
Oh, we'll do one more.
One more? Yes. I mean, that's if you guys want
to. Yeah, we're down to
I mean,
one
we
more.
Can cut this right now and just go.
No, we can do another song.
All right.
Another song.
What you got?
What song do we want to do?
Well, you might as well do Coup de Grâce.
That's
a lighter fare.
Yeah, it may.
I don't think that's in your vocabulary. Yeah, right.
But lighter. Okay. There's air quotes around lighter.
Yeah, it's got a clean guitar part. I'm like, you didn't get any lighter. What the?
It's our Deftones tribute song.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Okay. Yeah, it's
that's cool. Circling back, that was the shirt he was wearing. He's not wearing Clay Aiken. Much to my chagrin.
Well, actually, that's the t-shirt he has underneath the hoodie. Is Clay Aiken.
It's a Deftones hoodie. It's not Clay Aiken, Nickelback, or Pearl Jam.
That's good.
You had to go there again. No.
Actually, no joke. I my first show with 1818, I still wear it to this day. I have a One Direction t-shirt.
Okay. Oh, man. Now you're talking right up my alley.
I love One Direction. And it was funny because Andy from Demolition was there. And I hadn't seen him in years, and he cut his hair, and I've grown since a very thick beard. And I came up in the One Direction shirt, and he looked, and he goes, "Dude!" I was afraid of the other reaction, which would be me wedged into oblivion. That didn't happen.
That's good. That's good.
Anyway.
Glad you avoided having your underwear over your head.
It's amazing. Yes. It's a good time. But we have Coup de Grâce from 5-Year Winner on 101.5.
Bob Ross.
101.5 Bob Rocks, you're on the stash with Mr. Wobbly Bob here.
What up?
And five-year winner, what's up, guys?
How's it going?
That was Coup de Grace.
That is correct. That's
right. Your self-titled record.
For anybody that doesn't know, it actually reads Coup de Grace.
That's how you spell it.
I know. Accurate. I'm just saying.
There should be an accent mark on it, but I don't think
I'm just glad you guys told us what it was called before I went to go say the title, because I'd have screwed that one up.
It's all good.
Like Coup de Grace?
Sure, why not?
Huh?
What is your soup du jour of the day?
Vegetarian vegetable, actually.
Right? Oh!
All right. I need that left.
Fantastic. Yeah, there is.
Well, guys, this is the part of the show. If you got any more shout-outs, anybody, you know, you want to thank, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of people to shout out. First off, Cypress and Grimcat for the artwork. Granite State and Gradual Slip, who actually we just played our release show with. They're great bands. Switch Hitter, who also played our release show. Our friend Carl Jean. Max has, what, three other projects going on right now? At least We're Out of the Rain, Simmer, and filled in for Switch Hitter. Shout out to Cross My Heart Records. Circle Back. Deadland.
Yeah.
Deadland.
Yeah. Pretty much every band that who we've ever played a show with, man, thank you very much. We very much appreciate it. And anybody who has ever gotten us a show, we greatly appreciate that as well.
Yes, thank you, sir. Cody, very Doug.
Cool. Everybody.
And thank you, 101.5 Bob Rocks, for having us on the air.
Yeah, guys. All right, it's 5-year winner on your homegrown stash. It's 101.5
Bob Rocks.